The controversial amendment to the state's constitution that allows for up to 7 state-run casinos to be built in New York passed last night with more than 57% of the vote. 4 other proposals were also passed. As our Karen DeWitt reports, the success of that casino amendment and the failure of the last amendment to allow judges to serve until the age of 80 are both wins for Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Governor Cuomo championed the bill to allow 7 resort-style gambling casinos in New York. Cuomo stayed in the background during the election season, recording just 1 robocall in the final days. But a highly disciplined coalition of business and labor groups, all allies of the governor, ran a campaign that focused not on casinos or gambling, but the jobs they could create, the additional money for schools, and possible property tax reduction.
Proposal 1 keeps good jobs and casino revenue in New York.
The governor stayed out of the campaign to let some state judges remain on the bench until the age of 80, though he did say there were some questions about it. Because the retirement age for judges will remain at 70, several judges on the state's highest court, the Court of Appeals, will now have to leave in the next few years. Others reach the end of their 14-year terms. That means Cuomo, if he wins re-election next year, would appoint all of the 7 judges on the state's highest court. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.